The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. Now we go, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Woo-hoo. Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva, hi friends. We are excited to talk Love After Lockup this week because it's phenomenal, but we are sad to share that Tracy from Love After Lockup has died. She passed away a week after giving birth to her child, which is like,
I was gutted terrible. when Rachel, our friend, sent us that right away, and I was really like, oh my God. Seems like we met her face to face, doesn't it? Which we kind of did, but we didn't.
I mean, for those of you who don't know,
how many times did we talk to her?
Like four, maybe? We had an opportunity.
Wow, that many times?
I think three at least, because she joined us for two lives. So we got to see her.
And then we spoke to her.
We interviewed her. I mean, she was, we have to say, obviously a very troubled person. But she was always so actually very professional and very nice.
Yeah.
And just really willing to hop on, talk to us, share her crazy life. And
she was very sweet.
Yeah, she was.
I always felt bad. She almost made fun of herself, and I didn't want her to feel like she was less than a person. She really, her poor self-confidence, the poor thing.
God, it's just a shame.
It's so sad.
Very sad.
And I wonder where the baby is. The poor little baby doesn't have a mom now. And her other kid. I don't know if she had two or just one son. Oh, God. It's so sad. And very I don't think they'll ever say how she died.
No.
It could be anything. My brain was thinking darker yesterday. Maybe the stress of having another kid got to her.
Yeah. I think it might have been.
We don't know what happened.
Maybe
giving birth, people die. A week later, you get a blood clot. Boom, you're dead. I don't know.
It's really sad. R.I.P.
God, it's really sad. Her poor little face.
Ugh.
She was very. The last year she was dating that guy, and there was pictures of him. He really did beat the crap out of her.
Ugh.
And I want to apologize. The past two episodes, I've been talking about her giving birth and she was pregnant. And I was kind of derogatory about like, why the fuck would she get pregnant? So I feel bad now she's passed away. I shouldn't have had that reaction. I should have just wished her the best. Mm. I just felt guilty even thinking that.
It's a damn shame. God, we're thinking of her family. That's
crazy.
For sure. It is. God.
It's sad. She's so young. 40 years old.
So young. God. Crazy.
That's too bad. Poor Tracy.
Sending love to all of her family and friends and people who cared about
her. On a light note, I did smile when I thought of her bringing that comforter into the bar.
Yeah. I was thinking about when she talked to us and just like the way she told stories, like the way she tried to explain the Clint and the car thing. And I mean, just it was classic. She was a personality for sure. And
she was.
She was great.
Poor thing.
God,
so sad. I wish we could go to her services. I really mean it. I really do.
Oh God,
I feel bad for her.
Yeah, you were her sponsor in your head.
God, I just can't believe it.
All right, let's get into it. Before we dive
poor
into
Tracy
this week, so just got to shout out everybody who's writing us reviews. Thank you very much. We appreciate you guys so much. We also appreciate everybody on Patreon. Thank you, friends. We have a lot of stuff coming in July. We're talking that Sex Life show. Get ready. That's a surprise, but everybody's talking about it, so we're going to watch it. That'll be dropping soon. We're doing Love Island.
I can't watch it with Tyler. He'll expect sex after.
That's what everybody says, so watch out. So we'll be talking sex life. We're talking Love Island UK. Can't wait. The new Gossip Girl and some other random shit we always throw in there.
I can't wait for Love Island. I saw some tweets coming through.
Yeah.
They really got to get their shit together so that we can watch it at the same time.
Stupid. Don't even get me started on my international screen ranting. We should. Why isn't there just a world of content? Why can't we be watching everything
across
the world?
Doesn't make sense. If you're paying for it.
Right.
How can you not access it anywhere?
It's dumb.
And electricity. I mean, how do you need a different type of input in Europe? I mean, I've never been there, but it just seems crazy.
A different plug. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's
do you want to shout out our friend, Kelly. I don't want to say her last name. She was this really touched me. She said she was blasting us so that our dogs didn't have to hear the fireworks. And that was just the nicest thing anyone's ever said.
I wonder if dogs would appreciate what's coming through
their
ears.
One dog gets freaked. I've always had dogs. Never really had a dog react to fireworks. I have one dog now who really does, and he is scared to death. So I do feel for these poor dogs. The other one's like, you little bitch. These fireworks don't bug me.
Oh, God. All right. Let's get into it. Let's talk Rachel and Doug. All right. So
their height difference is just
staggering, right?
Unbelievable. When you hug Dorian, does your heart touch his heart?
I never thought.
Don't you feel like your heart's beating to each other? I feel like that's part of a nice hug. You know, next time you're hugging Dorian.
Okay. He's a little taller. So it's like I'm a little lower. I don't think we're not heart to heart, if you will.
I'd like to see a picture.
I loved the way he took that slice of bologna with a credit card and just
I've never seen anything like that. Ripped the plastic open.
Is bologna is that not in prison? Like I thought that's what you eat in prison.
I bet you it's like airplane food. Or maybe that's high quality bologna, or
I don't know.
Maybe bologna is his first name. I don't know.
He's
disgusting.
He's eating truffle from like the Italian ground. The way he's like going after it, it just
true. That's not my pick. And if somebody showed up with bologna and pulled that sucker out of a cooler, I'd smack him with it and knock him out and go back in the hole, like he said. The way she pulls it out, it's heavier than her. She can barely lift it.
In a thing of ice, like it's like an appendage, like a limb.
And him eating, first of all, I would cut the little asshole off the bologna.
Yes,
throw
that
out.
I'm not
eating that little wrinkled up part.
Great point. No one eats that.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it's gross.
Oh my God. And that card, has the card been in and out of things in prison? Now you're slicing it.
Of course.
Man, the grocery stores, they don't even need the meat slicers. All they need is credit cards. Who knew?
He looks like pure trouble to me with his long ass man bun and his neck tats. I don't know. I think
his wrinkles. He's very wrinkled. His face is very wrinkled up for his age.
Yes, 100%. When he said I became the institutional poster child, and he almost said it in a way that was like okay with it. Says it all. 41 days out, 71 months in, then you're out for 40 days.
He's got to be back. I'd be shocked if he's not back in.
Right? He said he has a different, I loved this, mind state about returning to prison.
He's back in. He's a loser. Those tattoos.
Totally.
That's a lot of tattoos.
She's an idiot if she thinks he's going to abide by any rules. Like, she's telling him that, like, he has to be in and out. He's like, oh, fuck that. I'm going to get a new parole officer. There's no way she's keeping him at home for a second. It's just not going to happen.
No. There's no way. He's already contacting people on the phone. Don't even teach him how to use a phone.
No.
He's using her.
Absolutely.
Definitely. 100%. Right?
She's just shipping off Doug Jr. to the random woman he doesn't know. Like, God.
So that they can have sex. Can't you worry about your son first before getting your nut off? Asshole.
He hates that kid. I don't think the child can tell that his dad is an asshole. Right. And so
God, I feel so bad.
I know. It's sad.
He's very tall. I mean, I guess maybe she makes him look even taller because she's so petite, but
couples like that, it's almost like I don't even think you should date. Like,
it's
you
crazy.
Can't look at each other. You know what I mean?
It's like it's too much.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's too much of a difference.
And her and her church outfit hopping on his dick. It's like, what are we watching?
Oh, God. That is such a church outfit, too. She looked good in it, but.
Conservative dress with no underwear. And he's telling her what to wear. Don't tell me what to wear.
Yeah.
Control number one. That's like, you know, controlling
that type of thing. That is like such a red flag.
100%.
Conservative. What's he want to? He's going to cheat on her within a heartbeat.
Absolutely.
He's going to be sticking his dick in everything.
Totally.
I find his face very attractive.
Oh, do you? I thought he was wrinkly as hell.
I think he does. He has that, but, you know.
Of all of these new batches we have, there is one to me that maybe is still together.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
And that's it. All of these are not going to last.
People said that she brought him. It was non-alcoholic beer. Did she say that?
I'm sure it is,
but I didn't catch that. I was like, oh, maybe I missed that.
Not why.
And how's he going to live in that house? Did you see that neighborhood when she drove away?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't belong in a neighborhood like that.
She has a Cadillac. Yeah.
I mean, he's scary looking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's just trouble.
Absolutely. He looks like pure trouble to me. When I saw him walk out, I was like, oh, okay.
And he can't leave the house 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. That's a lot of time to give a ton of time. Criminal. And then he can't leave on the weekends.
Right. That's when shit goes down on the weekends.
He can do just as bad on the. And they act like, oh, asking about the ankle bracelet. Like they don't know.
Oh, like, right.
They know exactly what a freaking ankle bracelet. Everybody did after Lindsay Lohan had one.
Yeah, who doesn't? Especially if you're a felon. Mess.
And the tattoo on her wrist. They've only been married 4 months and she's already tattooed up.
Dougie Bear.
Oh, my God. And him yelling at her on the phone already. He's so aggressively scary. Poor little Doug Jr.
Like every time.
Just passed. Now he's at somebody's lady's mom's house who's not even his stepmother.
Yep.
That really bothered me.
Yeah, it's terrible.
And he didn't even mention his son the whole entire time.
Not once. He doesn't give a
shit.
When
he called somebody, he was like, hey, bitch. I was wondering if he called little Doug Jr. and talked to him like that.
Oh, that'd be funny. All right. Should we talk? Let's talk Deontay and Nicole, because this is pure comedy to me.
It's great.
So she's completely playing him.
She's got it. Yeah, right. Especially Absolutely. After seeing the text.
Well, also, when she said she had crippling anxiety and even getting a hug right now is too much for her, she sure runs up to her mom's all over her in her face, no problem. Like, stop and with that.
She's going to bang Zach out on the text messages right away.
I mean, when she's
go ahead.
No, she just thinks, like, she's telling him about the anxiety thing. He's like, you know, I'm cool with waiting a day. It's like, no.
A day. It's not going to cure in a day, you psycho.
It's just ridiculous.
Got it. She sticks that $1,000 in her bra. And did he smell it like after she took it out of her bra?
Oh, that wouldn't surprise me. I didn't catch that if he did.
The mom, maybe she'll be okay. Now, at first when I saw the pink hair, I was trying not to judge. But then it was nice that she said she moved from Indiana to Virginia to visit her.
That was nice. The picture of the two of them looked a little troubling, though. Where they're like,
yes, it did.
It was like, it was like, okay, what?
I know. At first, it looked like she was raised by somebody that looked like Rachel.
Yes.
You know?
Exactly.
But
she's like getting out of the car, she's like, gives him a kiss. I'll see you tomorrow. He's like, you promise? It's like, no, you're never. I was shocked if they never see each other again.
I saw the preview and she does go back. I was shocked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, she does.
Oh, this is what I'm going to say. I'd be scared to take so much from someone because you don't know if they come kill you or they get pissed that they're giving you all this stuff and you die over. I know it's not going to happen, but
yeah, but they know
my brain, you know.
Oh, well, I mean,
now
they,
he knows where
they
I
know how to find a mark, right? They know the vulnerable fucks who are going to do nothing,
won't
when you
kill
don't.
You,
right? Who are
sometimes
literally just going to sit down and do
is
nothing.
Is a Deontay going to kill you over a Doug? Or is it Doug definitely going to kill you first? Or is it the silent killer? Like the silent girls, the quiet girls are always the little.
No, because I feel like silent, if you're talking about a silent killer, you're talking about like a serial killer or somebody who's like, or like a unexpected killer, like someone who just snaps one
day. Or somebody who snaps. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think Doug is, he's more inclined to be the murdering kind, if you will.
Deontay's just dumb and he'll just be like, oh, well, I guess.
Well, he already did. It already happened to
him.
He
never really liked him.
Right. And he didn't believe it then.
I'll take that L. I'm not going to trip. It's only the first night.
First night, I'll take the L. I almost felt bad for him there. I was like, oh, bro, you are.
When she took her sweatshirt off, her thing looked exactly like the doll he's been fucking. I laughed in my head.
Oh, God.
She's wearing those Hanes sports bras in prison.
And her pulling out
dream,
right? Her pulling out all the lingerie and being like, "You can look, but can't touch." It's like, oh my god, what
god.
A psycho!
This might be wrong to say, but just well, I guess I, yeah, I shouldn't even say.
Ooh, if she's not saying it, folks,
well,
it's bad.
People get a, I mean, like, throw the guy a bone for all the stuff he's given you, then that's prostitution,
right? I mean, she does have $1,000 in her bra.
You know, God. Let him at least come on your, give him a hand job or something.
Handy.
45 miles an hour. She's freaking out. That's my favorite part of them getting in the car. Doug didn't give a shit.
Oh. Oh, God.
I love the drive home. I think about that Josh and his mom that one time. I don't know if his name was Josh. Teresa was the mom. One of my favorite Love After Lockup moms. I think about her all the time.
Oh, yes. The one,
I remember him driving home and he
was tripping,
you know.
Yep. It has to be weird for sure. Like when I used to go camping at the beach every year for like 3 weeks, getting back to like into a house felt so weird. Like just the texture of carpet and being on tile and like
the texture of carpet.
Seriously.
I can't imagine. The shock.
No,
yeah.
Me neither.
I mean, we
especially
were
if you've been in there a while. Right.
It felt weird leaving.
Right.
People are in fucking prison.
Right.
Locked down for real.
Yes. Yeah.
They can't do shit. No. They're always on guard. You always have to make sure you're kind of sleeping with one eye open.
It's like going to war.
When she was resting in that towel with after showering, I felt good. Like, damn, that must feel good to take
right?
a shower.
Yeah,
be in your towel, just relaxing, texting guys that you're going to fuck with.
Right, right, right. The good life.
I was proud of her to go to her mom's, though.
Yes.
I would want to do the same. Get the fuck away from me, Deontay.
Right. Give me my $1,000 and let me go.
Maybe you should have taken better care of little Nicole with two L's so she didn't end up in jail, mom. And not had you worried about your tongue being pierced and sucking her math teacher's dick.
No judgment. All right. Let's talk the lovers, Josh and Courtney. I believe in them. I really do.
I'll kill Josh if he fucks with Courtney's
me
heart.
Me too. Because she is a lovesick puppy.
He seems the same, but I'm just worried.
Does. I mean, when he's like, when they're sitting there at their little two-person table and he's like, thank you, baby, for building this empire. I was just like, oh, this is so sweet.
Oh, what's your one-year goal? I thought he was just
love
saying,
it.
You know, I'm committed to loving you for 1 year. I thought that's where he was going. I'm like, damn, that's ruthless. But then he's like, I really want to landscape. I owe that to you. Like, oh, he's so sweet. And it sounds like he wasn't having sex in jail.
No. Yeah, he's not.
You forgot what it felt like.
I mean, I think they're the way they woke up next to each other, it was everything he could have imagined. I mean, I think they're in love.
I said, what if she puts the pickle suit back on? That's all she wears every day.
Right. What does the tattoo say around his neck?
Oh, I didn't know.
Okay, there's like somebody tell us there's letters there. I would love to know. Is it his name?
I'll have to look into that.
Yeah.
The dogs don't hate him, so that's a good sign.
Okay.
Dogs must hate Doug.
How many dogs?
There's a lot of dogs.
Okay, yeah, right. Because there was one dog in bed that was not pictured.
There's a lot.
There's
a different dog. Yeah.
Where there were like three dogs.
Different dogs.
So she has four dogs in that tiny place.
Yeah. But she seems like that type of person, you know?
She does 100%. I'm surprised.
She's like
cats.
Robin on How I Met Your Mother, if anybody's watched that.
Right.
Yeah. She's and they're big ass dogs.
Huge. There were like two full size Germans. ready to take you out.
Oh, man. But they're, I love how the dog snuggled up with the new boyfriend.
Yes. They don't give a shit.
That was sweet.
Yeah.
They would be biting Doug at the ankle.
They would. They can sense it. I'm rooting for them. I have to say I am. I hope it all works out.
If they really mess with us, I know they show the preview of her crying. That better just be a ploy.
Right.
I'm going to be fucking pissed.
Me too. I don't know if we'll be that mad, but
I'm going to be, it's going to stick with me for a while. They just seem so in love. Like, can nothing last?
I know.
It's like the guy, that redhead toothless, or the redhead and the toothless person in the first season. It might not even be the second season of Love After Lockup. The first season I watched, and them banging on the side of the road.
Yes.
They seem so in love.
They did. It all went to shit.
And then his mom's cleaning her underwear. She was a lieutenant. What does that mean?
I guess like higher up in the corrections game. Crazy.
60 days in jail. That's a freaking aggressive. Some like, people just get fired at corporate America for stealing thousands of dollars.
Right. I know.
This poor chick has to go to jail for finding her soulmate in prison.
Soulmate.
What's a soulmate?
Throw it out. Oh, speaking of bullshit. Shikari Richardson, this you saw this, the sprinter.
Oh yeah, that's crazy.
Smoking weed.
That's so frustrating.
I mean, it's a little dumb for her to smoke when she knows she's gonna get tested. Like, you should just be taking one of the drinks or something, right?
Yeah, Tyler and I'm all on her side. Oh,
you can do cleanses. You know what I mean?
Oh, so you mean like the drinks to hide
yes,
it?
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Like try to prevent it.
And. You know, I did take one of those one time. It worked. One time it didn't, but I think I was too close to the gun.
Right. That's what I'm wondering. Like, did she try and it didn't work? I would just be shocked if she did nothing.
It's just crazy that you can go get drunk.
Right.
I said the same thing to Tyler. Like, I'm all on her side, but I'm just surprised after all that hard work.
Yes.
You know what can jeopardize it.
Yes.
But
100%.
I am on her side that they shouldn't even test her for that.
Yes. And that's how I feel.
Like, he started flipping out at me like that I even would fight the argument. But
no, I mean, to
totally
me, it's
totally
like
on her side. 100%.
You knew you were going to get tested.
Yeah.
It's bullshit. The weed is a part of it.
Yeah.
But it's the fact
it's
of
crazy
what you're working with it.
Yeah.
I don't even know how we got there.
It's too bad.
Yeah, it is.
It's really too bad. It's so fucked up. Hopefully maybe your things will change.
It's asinine to me that in this country, weed is now legal in like what, almost half the states or something.
Yeah.
But we're still putting people in jail for weed offenses. We're still kicking people out of the fucking Olympics for weed. It's like so
freaking not to get crazy political, not even political, but I think that Derek Chauvin shouldn't even have a 20-year sentence. He should have a lifetime sentence. They're putting people in prison for that. And then they show it side by side. It's like crazy. You murder somebody. You don't go to jail for life, but people are in life for fucking weed. It's crazy.
Exactly. System's bullshit.
But the fact that you can go get shit-faced, alcohol does so much harm to your body.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so interesting that THC stays in your system so long.
I know. It is.
God, that was a flaw in the plan.
In our dictatorship, that wouldn't be the case. All right.
I can't wait till 20 years from now.
It'll be different.
It's got to be that it can't.
Yeah. I hope. And hopefully everybody who's in fucking jail right now is released because it's bullshit.
Yeah.
For weed. Dumb. All right. Brittany and Ray. This is weird, huh? What's going on here?
I love it. It's actually turned into quite a compelling story.
First, grandmother. Amazing. She looks amazing.
I thought it was his birth mother when they showed the stepmom.
Yes.
And then they showed her. I was like, oh, they're letting the birth mom spend the night too.
Right.
That's what I thought.
Totally. What I loved more than anything is when she said, what's up with this person that she needs to go to prison to find a mate? That's what every person who watches Love After Lockup says, right? Loved it.
Like, what's she doing? She can't find anybody better. And that's her grandson she's talking about.
Right. His house looks, parents' house is phenomenal, better than Brittany's.
Yeah.
Brittany acts like she was raised like the Rockefellers.
He's got a beautiful family.
Beautiful. Love them all.
And good for them for wanting to go get them all together.
I'm not putting
Brittany
on
those, shouldn't
I'm
even
not
be
putting
there.
On that shirt. I hate a group shirt. I'm not. Some random chicks rolling up in the house. Right. No, I'm not putting that on.
Some internet bunny.
That's what you want your first pictures and memories to, like a group going to a family reunion?
I mean, it's a sweet thought for her, but. I'm not pushing anything. I'm just going to try to go there.
Are you like,
even know if I would end up picking them up after I'm there with all the parents and dry and having I'd be like, all right, I'll see you after. If your parents are coming to get you, do I gotta be there?
Right. Are you a group shirt person? Like, would you and your family wear a collective
shirt? God, no,
not me either.
One time they put us all in red when we went to Texas, when we went to Six Flags. They got some red tank tops, but that's as far as we've ever
gone. They have writing on it?
No, it's just red.
Okay, that's fuck, that's just color coordination.
No,
me either.
I'm not even like even those bachelorettes that get their shit together to wear so and so does this, so and so does that. It's like, God bless you people.
We're lucky
for
if we show
preparing
up.
So much.
All right,
I just give us some weed and some wine and we're good.
Yep,
the two W's of life.
Do you think he's going back in, like when he got back in the car?
I don't know why they would take him out. Because I don't think they'd take you out. Maybe there was just
driving like to another location or something. I don't know. Because he wasn't in handcuffs, right?
I feel like maybe he was in a plastic thing.
Oh, okay.
A zip tie. I think his hands were tied together.
Okay.
And then she's bitching he can't wave.
She's psychotic.
I don't think they'd let him. I don't know. I felt when I want, he looked handsome. The dad's handsome.
I think
the stepmom is beautiful. It
is
like going to nice
be
family.
Like a stage five clinger. And I think grandma can read the vibe.
Yes. They need Raymond to just go home without a freaking girlfriend.
Right.
It's the worst thing that can happen for these people.
They just want to take them home. I almost feel like there should be a rule that you can't date somebody that you haven't dated before you were in prison. When you get out, you got to go home
like
to 12-step parents'
program.
House.
Yeah.
You got to go home to a family member's home, get your shit together, and then meet a psychopath who wants to date somebody in prison.
He needs to be up his dad's ass working on a car in a garage for 6 months.
Right. Right. Couldn't agree more.
She's talking about her eggs getting dusty, crusty, and dried up. Well, go give those crusty, dusty, dried up eggs to somebody else, because Ray is not the time.
No.
Let him get his life together.
Seriously. She's like, the family's not going to like how quickly I want to get married. It's like, okay, well then don't do it. What is this? I don't understand that mentality of like, we got to just run to get married. It's so fucking important.
Most people are like that too.
But you know what that means? Like, what it signals to me is something's wrong and you're trying to lock that shit in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, what's the rush? You don't
you're
even
so
know
lonely.
Each other. Right.
Losers.
Totally.
She seems like a decent person, but the grandma is onto something there, and I love her apart.
Loved it. Grandma, man.
That's going to be hard to watch. Grandma really isn't holding back.
No, she looked phenomenal.
She looks great. I mean, I was like, holy shit. And her saying he better hug me first, I find it extremely rude. Let him hug his family first.
Yes.
And don't be mean. Don't be mad if he doesn't hug you, and don't even say it or think it.
Yep. Totally. God.
I was like, this. And what was he supposed to say? Like, did he say I was dirt broke? I mean, I don't. In 9 months, I think he just didn't get into. He came from a really nice family.
I think that's.
He's
exactly
trying to
what
say
is.
He's she hiding something.
Right. Like, what is he gonna do? I don't. Hiding what?
Can you imagine giving somebody you met offline in prison your family's address? My parents would slap me in the face and be like, who the fuck are you giving our address to?
100%. They just roll up. I thought the same thing. Like, they just didn't seem, they were kind of like, oh, you know, Ray, like this was like the person taking them to pick up their son. Like, they didn't care at all. She's been dating.
And it's the middle of the, it feels like the middle of the night, but it's early morning and it's crazy. Like going to the airport early.
Yep. Oh,
Jesus.
Don't get me started on airports. I flew back from Jamaica yesterday. Can I just say that for those of you, I know we have some Miami listeners. Miami airport is my least favorite American airport. It's the fucking worst. There's no food. It's just one long stretch of death. I was trapped in there for 7 hours thanks to American Airlines with a toddler.
7 hours?
Yeah, 7 hours. We didn't leave. Our flight was supposed to leave at 9:30, which is already late as fuck. left at like 11:45. Sterling was like completely melting down. He woke up like,
oh my God,
probably 10 minutes before we landed and just cried hysterically. Like he just didn't want to be awake and there was nothing I could do. He was just losing. It was a fucking nightmare. We landed at like 1 a.m. I hate American. American
that is Airlines like, is the fucking that's nuts.
Worst. Ruined my bag. They're just,
man. There was it the all Olympic trials in Jamaica or just Jamaica Olympic just Jamaica. Trials?
But trials happen around the same time, like everywhere. It's the same period. I saw it. So like US
there was a lot
trials.
Of people in Jamaica.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kobe Bryant's wife was there. And,
oh, Vanessa was there.
What's her face? What's his face? Rick from Temptation Island was there.
Oh, Rick. Damn, my boy.
I was like, damn, everybody's in Jamaica except for me.
All right, last
got
but
it.
Not least.
Beautiful places you went to too.
Yeah, it was great. But you know, it's the worst is when the travel home like makes you forget you were ever even on vacation. And again, with a vacation with a toddler is a trip. But with a kid. But it's still like when it, you know, like when the travel back is just so brutal, you're like, did I even fucking go anywhere? I'm so tired. All right. Last but not least.
Seriously.
My personal I love Stan. I love Stan's friends, Stan and Lisa. God.
Stan's friend is amazing.
Loved him. She's married to two people currently. How's that even possible?
She is such a bad person.
Oh, yeah. And the friend, when he was like describing Stan, was like, you know, he's seeing red flags, but I'm not seeing any. It's like, oh, my God.
And what if one of these guys and her are thinking they're gonna just scam you and this old man's got some money and he's like, oh, she can't be doing that from jail. Well, have you met what's her face?
Have you watched
is her name
show?
Lily? What's her name?
Oh God, what was her name? The one that was making like 60 grand?
Yeah. With the daughter Jasmine.
God, the name's gonna come to me.
God.
It is an L, right?
I felt like it was. That was a flower. Lisa. But I love his face and everything. And the mannequins in the back seat buckled in was hilarious.
That, yeah, that got me too. You know, I've brought her everything she needs to feel pretty. I can't wait to I hope she gets out so we can just see what she looks like. Well, I guess we did see that mugshot. She is looking a little.
She does look exactly boyish. Like that from the Lizzie.
Okay. Thank you.
Who is sober and looks like she's really doing good in life.
Oh, really?
So good for you, Lizzie. Keep up the good work.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Stan is hilarious. She just hasn't had the love that she deserves or needs. And I'm going to be the person that gives it to her.
God.
You don't even know this lady. You've been on a couple dates.
Right.
And she went to prison. Doesn't mean you owe her the rest of her life.
Exactly. He's really doing the most and acting like he's going to somehow reform a 30-year criminal or something. You know what I mean? Like, how long is she? So many mugshots.
To me, she's the most deadly criminal on this cast.
She might be.
She gives me the worst
like
vibes.
Like, we've talked about multiple times, the women sometimes. You got to be very, because the women have the cunning intelligence that men don't have.
Yes.
To pull some real shit. So when you see a woman criminal like that, it's
Nicole and Lisa are two different criminals to me, though.
Yes.
Nicole's way less harmless. Maybe
well,
she might stay out of jail.
She's a hustler.
Yeah.
She's trying to hustle shit out of Deontay, hustle some dick out of Zach.
Could she ever have a true relationship, Nicole?
I don't know. Haven't seen her enough to say that.
Lisa, I think, is a lifer. That whole family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Family.
10 spikes. Does that mean 10 strips of spikes or 10 spikes over? I mean,
if it's
10
strips, then give him an award. I love a car chase. I would have paid money to see.
Why
that.
Can we? How do we not hear it? Does this all happen all the time? How's this not national news?
What? You're in Southern California. You don't see the car chases that come on.
I don't. I wish I did. I wish it was like
when we
watching
used to
cops
live,
in the 90s.
Oh, when you used to live in Santa Barbara, we got like one of the LA news stations. Tons of car chases, and they get the helicopter out there and they're following them. Because they're just 405, 101 strips, maneuvers, the pit maneuvers, all of it. You see it all. It's great. You see them running
I do hear
across the LA River.
Oh, my God. Chases. It's great. I guess now I don't watch the news. I don't watch anything live. So maybe it's just a dying breed.
It's still
they lose their fame.
It's great. I love a car chase.
I got to get on TikTok car chases.
Because just think about what, like, you're meant to the driver. I always think, what do you fucking think is going to happen? Like, you really think you're getting away? If we're at a car chase point where there's three cops after you and
it's over,
potentially a helicopter, you're fucked. Where are you going?
You're not getting away.
Never.
It's crazy. It
doesn't happen like it does in the movies. You're fucked.
Yeah, you're this is not caught. Bad Boys.
And then it's like, you know, sometimes I've seen car chases where they're like hitting, like they're on a packed freeway. They're just hitting cars, hitting the side. The tires are blowing out. They're still going.
Driving on the rims.
Oh, it's great.
She is really.
Yeah.
And every time when he says she looks like a boy, I sing that Beyonce song in my head. If I were a boy.
Oh, God. Oh, and of course he drives a Mustang.
Like, I know. I thought this.
Of course.
How it's typical. Right on brand. What a loser.
Totally.
Poor Stan's wife is just going to bitch slap him when
he gets
to heaven.
Rolling over in her grave. I don't think he's going to heaven.
He's doing the Lord's work down here, taking care of Lisa.
God.
Man. And the pictures they show of her.
Yeah.
She looks nuts. Like a Nicole.
They look like they're on ecstasy or something. It's like they're all drugged out, like having a great time together. It's
yeah, the pictures they have. How many pictures are they taking groping each other within a couple
right?
dates?
It's weird.
I barely have a picture of me and Tyler together.
Seriously. I have so few pictures of Dorian and I that would even qualify as anything like that. Like probably zero.
Nothing that nothing. Happy. They look like a happy married couple for life. He looks like Robin Thicke to me in his pictures. I was going to tweet that, but since he's dead, I didn't know if it was appropriate. You know,
Robin Thicke's not dead. Oh, the father.
He is. Is Robin Thicke? Alan Thicke. Alan Thicke. Sorry, sorry, sorry. I'm thinking he's Alan Thicke. He does look like his son now. Maybe a mix of both.
Yeah. Okay.
Robin Thicke is a scumbag.
Oh, absolutely.
Who broke up with that sweet love of his life and goes and dates some young girl, gets her pregnant. My worst fear, my worst dream. There's just something scummy about him. I don't know.
Oh, absolutely. There totally is. I think there's been some other allegations against him, too. Some creepy behavior or something.
Yeah, I don't like him. Oh, and good. Miley Cyrus should never have graced his presence on that stage and given
right.
him credibility.
Gotten all those FCC calls.
You know, I got to say something. They better fucking do something about Britney Spears. This can't just be the end of it.
I know. I couldn't agree more. It's fucking ridiculous.
She better freaking. And that boyfriend is up to no good, right?
I don't know. I got to
say. He's in it.
That I used to think. I don't know. I used to look at Britney differently. Since all this information has come out, like, it's really sad to me. Like, I did. Think,
oh, I can't even read about it. I want to cry. It's so. Just, she's been tortured.
Yes, for years, because she's talented and making her family money, and they're like greedy fucks. It's sick.
And people did make a point, like, look at Charlie Sheen. He's out there acting like a psychopath, says he has tiger blood. Nobody's locking up his money.
Yep, so true.
It's such a man thing to do, and the dad saw an opportunity and really locked in on her.
Sick.
The boyfriend, though, is not, he's not on her side. He's an informer. Informant. Yeah, I just don't believe it. Then sorry to get down the Britney track. On her Instagram, they show a video of her saying that she went to Hawaii. They said that she went to Hawaii right after the
yeah, and I saw thing. And then it's like an old
and
photo
it's an
or
old
something.
Video.
Yeah.
Then 2 seconds later, the boyfriend posts a video from Hawaii saying showing their thing. Who's telling him to post that video? Because they're trying to make it look like they're not getting, they didn't think they'd get caught.
Right. And but they are in Hawaii because I saw actual paparazzi.
Right. But just
pictures.
The timing, it seems like the dad texted and said, post a video of it so it doesn't look like we're lying. You know, I just don't believe it. And he's in TV. He's an actor. He's just fucking using her.
Yeah. I don't know. God, I hope not. Free Britney.
So bad for her.
Me too.
He was so coherent and so with it. She is a trapped prisoner. I feel so bad for her.
Me too.
I'm going to get crazy. If they put her back on tour, which I don't think would happen, I wish we all knew and that nobody went so that they couldn't make any money.
Right.
They'd boycott her so that they have to force her.
I hope
it's all for money.
Happens, so
you
she
know?
Get out. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Oh, God.
All right, guys. That's it. some random rants thrown in there just for your pleasure. And we'll be back before you know it. No 90 day this week, I don't think. But we will be back with Bravo. That'll be coming your way later on. Premiere of Below Deck Med, which will be fun. And and then Potomac comes back next week.
Oh my God, could you just die? They're the best. I look forward to them more than anybody.
Yeah, it's great. Can't wait.
Their cast has really just bloomed into a perfect little situation.
Can't wait to see it. All right, guys, we'll be back before you know it.
Oh, sorry. Okay.